There are 16 schools in Wisconsin who have the Vikings as their mascot. Obviously, I didn't put all 16 of them on this slide because they pretty much all look the same. But it's a pretty popular mascot here. DeForest also is known as the Norskies rather than a Viking. Whitehall is known as the Norse. Westby, they're the Norsemen. So even after all of these years, these Norwegian American communities are still appreciating this legacy, this history in their communities by using a mascot that's so overtly Scandinavian. There are a number of Scandinavian festivals here in Wisconsin still that are held nearly every year. I'm sure I'm missing a bunch. Some of these are pan-Scandinavian, so they include Danes and Swedes in them as well. But some of them are exclusively Norwegian, like the 17th of May celebrations in Stoughton and Westby. Those are just to celebrate Norwegian heritage. Have you been to a lutefisk dinner? You've probably heard of them, even if you've never been to one. They're often held as fundraisers for Lutheran churches or Sons of Norway lodges. They're usually in the fall, so you know, be watching for them. They'll be announcing them soon. The Sons of Norway Lodge in Stoughton, actually, if you want to get on their email list, they have a lutefisk dinner announcement calendar that goes out so you can track all of the different ones and make sure you hit them all so you don't miss any. This is actually these pictures are from a couple of years ago. It's me and two of my kids at the lutefisk dinner at the Lutheran Church in DeForest. This year it's on November 8th, so mark your calendars. They will serve over 1,000 people. Last year, I think they did 1,300 dinners that Saturday. So they will sell out. Get your tickets as soon as possible. You might miss it. You may miss the lutefisk. And if you're wondering, did my kids like it? My son probably ate 3 pounds of lutefisk. It was absolutely insane. He absolutely loves it. My daughter, whose name is Lena, not so much. But my son adored it. So I took this picture here during 17th of May in Stoughton one year. 10,000 people descend on Stoughton that weekend to celebrate Norwegian heritage. The event is full of Norwegian American organizations who are gathering to celebrate their heritage. So I made a list of all the ones I could think of, the different clubs and museums and cultural centers here in Wisconsin that are specifically dedicated to Norwegian heritage. I probably missed some, but I know I could list more if I was listing some other groups from Iowa and Minnesota and North Dakota. And if I listed all the ones that no longer exist, it would be one heck of a list. So we're a very proud group, we Norwegian Americans, and we have quite a legacy here in Wisconsin and throughout the country, really, not just here. And we all show our pride in different ways. And I don't really know if I could have come up with a more Norwegian Wisconsin image than this one. If you're driving around rural Dane County and you see a barn quilt on the end of a barn with a Norwegian flag on it, that's where I live. So these are my cows and this is our barn. If you would like to learn more about the Norwegian American Genealogical Center, our website is here, our email address is here. We'd love to hear from you. We can help you discover more about your Norwegian ancestry. We offer Norwegian language classes, genealogy classes, translation services. We'd love to see you if there's anything we can help you with. So thank you very much for having me today.